Welcome to Thoughts on the Market. I'm Michael Zizas, Global Head of Fixed Income and Thematic Research for Morgan Stanley.
And I'm Heather Berger, Asset-Backed Security Strategist.
And today, we'll be talking about the trend of migrating U.S. consumer credit scores and the potential effect on equities and fixed income. It's Wednesday, March 27th at 10 a.m. in New York. Heather, I really wanted to talk to you today because we've all seen some recent news reports about delinquencies and defaults in consumer credit ticking higher over the last 2 years. That means more people missing payments on their car loans and credit cards, suggesting the consumer is increasingly in a stressed position. But at the same time, that seems to be at odds with what's been an upward trend in consumers' credit scores, which on its face should suggest the consumer is in a healthier position. So it all begs the question, what's really going on here with the consumer, and what does it mean for markets? Now, you and your colleagues have been doing some really fascinating work showing that in order to get to the truth here, we have to understand that there's a measurement problem. There's quirks in the data that, when you understand them, mean you have a more accurate picture of the health of the consumer. And that in turn can clarify some opportunities in the fixed income and equity markets. So this measurement problem seems to center around the idea of credit score migration. Can you start by explaining what exactly is credit score migration?
Sure. So credit scores are used as a way to estimate expected default risk on consumer loans. And these scores are really the most standardized and widespread way of evaluating consumer credit quality. Scores are meant to be relative metrics at any point in time. So a 700 score today is meant to indicate less default risk than a 600 score today, but a 700 score today isn't necessarily the same as a 700 score a few years ago. Credit scores have been increasing throughout the past decade, most extremely from 2020 to 2021, largely due to COVID-related factors such as stimulus checks. The average credit score is up 10 points in the past 4 years, and this trend has broadly been referred to as credit score migration.
So just so we can have a concrete example, can you talk about how this has affected one particular consumer credit category?
Well, as you mentioned earlier, delinquencies and defaults have been rising across consumer loan types, whether it's autos, credit cards, or personal loans. The macro backdrop has definitely contributed to this, as inflation has weighed on consumers' real disposable income, but we do think that score migration has had an impact as well, considering the large changes over the past few years. Looking at auto loans, for example, with the same credit scores from 2022 versus loans from 2018, we see that delinquency rates on the 2022 loans are up to 60% higher than on the 2018 loans. We estimate that 30 to 50% of this increase can be due to effects of credit score migration.
And is there anything we can assume here about the actual health of the U.S. consumer? Do we see delinquencies improving or getting worse?
I think one of the main takeaways here is that since score migration impacts performance metrics, we shouldn't necessarily extrapolate delinquency data to broader consumer health. Despite the high delinquency rates, our economists do expect consumers to remain afloat. They're forecasting a modest slowdown in consumer spending this year as we move off a hot labor market and continue to face elevated interest rates.
So let's shift to the market impacts here. Maybe you could tell us what your colleagues in equity research saw as the impact on the banks and consumer finance sectors. And in your area of expertise, what are the impacts for asset-backed securities?
We think that across both of these spaces, taking into account changes in credit scores will be important to use in models moving forward, and this can help us to more accurately assess the risks of consumer loans and to predict performance. Movements in credit scores have actually been muted in the past year, which is a big change from the large increases we saw a few years ago. So score migration should now have a smaller impact on consumer performance and delinquency rates. This means that performance will be driven by macro factors and lending standards. As inflation comes down and with lending standards tight, we view this as a positive for asset-backed securities, and our colleagues view it as a positive for their coverage of consumer finance equities.
Heather, this has been really insightful. Thanks for taking the time to talk.
Great speaking with you, Michael.
And thanks for listening. If you enjoy Thoughts on the Market, please be sure to rate and review us on the Apple Podcast app or wherever you listen. It helps more people find the show.
The preceding content is informational only and based on information available when created. It is not an offer or solicitation, nor is it tax or legal advice. It does not consider your financial circumstances and objectives and may not be suitable for you.